What's up, family? Memes That Can Save the World, coming to you from the Propaganda Factory. We have some breaking news in the tariff war. We're going to start with the sweet first. Donald Trump is declaring a 90-day pause on all countries who did not retaliate with tariffs. I'm going to repeat, Donald Trump is declaring a 90-day pause on all countries who did not retaliate with the tariffs. The stock market is rallying on the news. We have the NASDAQ up 8%. We have the S&P up about 7% right now. This just goes to show you the master manipulator Donald Trump is putting his hands all into the market and seeing how they can exert influence to make money. This is hurting Americans' lives. Businesses are slowing down on the investment in the country because they don't know what's going on. Despite the markets going up or down, I know his supporters are going to get up there and say, look, we told you so, and all these things, but man, we living in some very unprecedented times right now. You know, the tariffs are the silent slaughter of the American dream. And so, to get back into the breaking news, the China tariffs are actually going to be going up. So Donald Trump, so China retaliated. So today, as of Wednesday, April 9th, the tariffs on China were at 104%. China responded and said, we're putting tariffs on all goods from America at 84%. And then Donald Trump is responding with 125% duties on all things coming from China. Now, even though other countries are getting reprieve because of how we import from China, this is still going to heavily affect the pricing in all stores. Companies are not going to just eat this. One second. Companies are not just going to eat this. Sorry about the noise, everyone. We're making a fast cut today, so we're not doing any editing. I appreciate it. Just got off my 8th 12-day stretch. I have 3 days off. I'm going to pump out a lot of content for y'all. The whole time, we had our working-class propaganda machine pumping, and we will continue to pump. As soon as we're done with this podcast cut, we're going to hop on Red State Rhetoric Media's Live, as we always do, to have a good time, to give a working-class debate, and bring some new converts into our sick left radical movement. Up to about 250,000 sick left radicals. We just achieved the coveted content monetization on Facebook, which means that all of our content is monetizable now, not just pictures and text. So we are upping the propaganda machine and getting that revenue flowing. We're expecting our revenue to double, if not triple, by the end of April, which means that the propaganda fund will see enormous inflows, and we are ready to do some damage. We are starting to look for warehousing to start accumulating some of our supplies, and to build a full-scale production studio so that we can make better quality content for you. Again, we're not asking for any money. If you want to subscribe to us via TikTok, Facebook, Substack, you are more than welcome to, but we are out here making the billionaires' money for you. We're taking their ad revenue that they're paying to run on side of our content, and we're plugging that right back into our propaganda machine and creating a circular economy. Just to real quick get back in about those tariffs, a 90-day pause on all countries who did not retaliate, but I don't think that stops us from the recession that we're currently heading into because of the lack of business investment and the massive layoffs that companies are implementing. We have enormous companies, the biggest companies in America, announcing layoffs all across the country. I mean, just yesterday, Whirlpool announced a 900-person layoff. And I want to say it was either Iowa or an Indiana town that had recently gained jobs from the first round of Trump tariffs. And so you have to ask, is Whirlpool going to rescind those job cuts? Probably not, because we know in corporate America, they're going to maintain those profits. And so if those profits just suddenly got better, they're not going to tell those people to stay at work. We'll see how it shakes out. Again, this is Memes That Can Save the World coming to you live from the Propaganda Factory with working class propaganda every day. Stay safe, stay subversive, liquidate the billionaires. Thank you.